This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. I know, you've heard this before, but this time there really is an infrastructure bill, an actual piece of legislation about 2,700 pages long, and it's got about $1 trillion of spending. Funding things like road and bridge repair, broadband expansion, and investments in mass transit. Of course, the existence of the bill, the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, is very different than the passage of said bill. And to get there, you're probably going to hear a lot about the jobs part of this thing. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer gets us going.
On a typical construction site, you need workers to actually build and repair bridges and roads. But that's not all. Mark Zandi is chief economist at Moody's Analytics. He estimates the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act would create 650,000 jobs, paying about $70,000 a year on average, some of them in manufacturing.
Just take a look at a construction site. Those are the kinds of things, the manufactured things that will be needed for these projects. And, of course, it takes all kinds of people to produce those types of manufactured goods.
Zandi says these infrastructure projects could boost the economy in rural areas where it can be hard to find work. Tony Carnevale heads the Georgetown University Center on Education and the Workforce. He estimates the Senate infrastructure bill would create about 1 million jobs, with 70% of them filled by people who didn't go to college.
People who have been pretty much left behind in the United States for 40 years now.
Even so, there aren't enough construction workers right now. Carnevale says the U.S. will have to issue more visas for temporary foreign workers if the infrastructure bill passes. Henrietta Trays at Veda Partners says Democrats will push for money to train U.S. workers for infrastructure jobs. And she thinks it'll be hard for members of Congress to vote against the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act.
You have to focus on things that can get substantial bipartisan support. And infrastructure and job creation is like vanilla ice cream. Everybody loves it.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he hopes the Senate will pass the bill in days. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.